there's a generation of believers rising up who get it. They have fully embraced what Jesus and His gospel has done for them, and they want to shout it to the world. I like to call them Good News Proclaimers. Proclaimers, and welcome to another episode of Good News Proclaimers. My name is Blake Croft, and this is episode 5 of Good News Proclaimers. And today, we are moving forward yet again in our study of Ephesians, and we are in chapter number 3. And we are actually going to start around verse 14, and we're going to read till verse 21. And I've so appreciated all of the fun and encouraging and inspiring feedback and comments left in our Good News Proclaimers community. If you are not a part of that, you definitely want to become a Good News Proclaimer. You want to go to blakecroft.com/community and check it out and join the conversation. It is a lot of fun. And may I also mention that I want to hear from you. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your questions. And you can submit those at anchor.fm/goodnewsproclaimers/message. You can do this on any device and just leave your feedback. And you could be featured on the show, which is amazing. So, but I have greatly enjoyed hearing from everyone, greatly enjoyed the conversation that has taken place in the community. So you don't want to miss that. I hope that everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving season. I know we are jumping in very fast to the Christmas season, and don't be surprised if we don't have a few Christmas-themed podcasts coming very soon. So that's going to be fun as well. There's a lot of things to look forward to here in the next few weeks, so be looking forward to these things. Be excited about these things, but ultimately, be excited about the gospel, because that's what it's all about. Good news proclaimers could disappear, but the gospel never disappears. Never, ever, ever, ever. You don't need me to be a good news proclaimer. You just need the gospel. All right, let's jump into Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. I pray that He may grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with power in your inner being through His Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and width, height and depth of God's love, and to know Christ's love that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now, I chose this section of chapter 3 because this is almost my prayer for you. I feel that Paul put this in here for people with shepherding hearts, like myself, maybe a few of you. Pastors, teachers, leaders that may be listening to the podcast. This should be the prayer for our people. And this is my prayer for you. And in this prayer, we see a few things. Firstly, we see that Paul says in verse 16, I pray that He may grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power in your inner being through His Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we often forget this as the church. We have the same power within us that rose Jesus from the dead. We have the Holy Spirit residing within us. And I know if my wife were listening to this episode, she'd be going crazy, because this is so true. The Holy Spirit is within us, and it is the Holy Spirit that empowers us to do the things that we are called to do. And so Paul is saying, I want you to be strengthened with power in your inner being through the Spirit. He is praying this to God for the Ephesians, and this same prayer could be passed down to others. And that Christ, verse 17, may dwell in your hearts through faith. Christ is constantly on your heart and on your mind, and that you are being rooted and firmly established in love. That is what holds us all together. That is what binds us all together as the family of God, is love. Then he says that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and width, height and depth of God's love. Now, that is a big thing. It's just encompassing all of God and all of his love. And he is praying that we comprehend this. And this really goes back to the gospel, that we would really comprehend what God did for us through Jesus Christ, how much he really loves us, that we could be wretched, awful, wicked, sinful people, and he know it. And then he would do something about it. He would send Christ to be the sacrifice, to live the life we couldn't live, to fully display God's glory, and then die the death he didn't deserve for our sins. Our sins were put upon Jesus. And he did that so that we could be restored to him. The creator of the universe longs and wants to have a relationship with you. How amazing is that? How loving is that? Because he could have just wiped us out. He could have totally destroyed us, and it would have been okay, because it would have been perfectly just. But he didn't do that. He went to that cross. Man, what love. In verse 19, and to know Christ's love that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul is praying that we would understand and know the gospel so intently, so deeply. Because here's the thing, when we know it that well and know it that much, and we understand it and we have grasped it, we've comprehended it, we cannot help but share it. And so this is my prayer for you, the listener of Good News Proclaimers, that you will not just have a head knowledge of who Jesus is and just be a quote-unquote Christian and follow the routines and the traditions and just live and go through the motions. No, I want you to have an understanding of the length and the width, the height and the depth of God's love, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I want you to understand that deeply who God is and what he has done for you. Because only then when you understand who God is and what he has done for you, will you be able to understand your identity and who you are and what you are to do in response. Your life will not make sense without the deepest understanding of the gospel. And so this should be the prayer, in my opinion, of every pastor, of every youth pastor, of every Sunday school teacher, life group teacher, small group teacher, leader. You know, that should be your prayer over your people, is that they may be able to comprehend what is the length, width, height, depth of God's love. Verse 20, now to him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. God is so powerful. He can do whatever he wants to. To him, verse 21, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. It all points back to God. It all points back to his glory. That's what it has always been about. We were created to be image bearers. We were to bear the image of a holy God, spreading his glory all throughout his creation. And we messed that up. We decided that we liked our ways better than God's ways. We wanted it our own way instead of trusting in what God provided. I'm telling you, it all goes back to God. I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to add your feedback, comments, or questions, send me a voice message by going to anchor.fm/goodnewsproclaimers/message. I definitely want to hear from you. And listen, I want to invite you to become a Good News Proclaimer too. We are blessed with a community of over 150 people that are being trained and equipped to share the good news of the gospel to the world around them. For less than the price of Netflix, you can join this movement and also help support this ministry by visiting blakecroft.com/community. Finally, don't forget to add this podcast to your library so that you'll be notified of any new episodes. And leave us a rating. We're always looking for the best ways to improve this show for you, the listener. We'll see you next week, Proclaimers. Keep proclaiming the gospel, because the gospel is good news.